wait, wait, wait a minute.
You can't tell me to wait.
You need to listen to me. You need to listen to me when you talk. After you talk, you then listen to me. It's a conversation. Can we do that?
I am Wemimo Adewuni. Join me every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Table Talk.
Hello, hello. I am Wemimo Adewuni, the table breaker. My views are strong and impassionate.
So I hear it a lot. Women don't support women. Women tear down women. I think, personally, that's crap narrative.
My biggest question is why? Sometimes, no, many times, my views get you really worked up.
I'm not part of the men that are difficult. Okay, some people are generalizing. Some men are good and they can take the women as equal.
Sometimes you agree with me and several times we go head to head.
One more, it was God that designed it, that a woman should be under a man. Genesis 3:16, he said your man should rule over you.
Wait, calm me down.
Every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m., it's time for Table Talk. Join me.
Sincerely, you need to see my face every time I'm about to start this show and playing those promos. I'm grinning from cheek to cheek. Such amazing conversations we have on Table Talk every Monday from 9 to 10. Hello, hello, and good morning. Thank you for joining me on the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is Table Talk. On Table Talk, as you heard in the intro, actually, I'm a very gentle girl. It's just that sometimes people used to find my mouth. I just learned that. How to say this thing? Find my mouth. You guys put your hand in my mouth. But I'm actually very easygoing, quiet, you know, peaceful person. Yes. But on Table Talk, it gets heated, yeah, many times. Because right here, I have just one duty. And that is to challenge stereotypes and push us to the borderline of thought and ask the big questions, why? Why do we do the things we do, the things we've always done? Why do we continue doing them? Culture is a way of life of a people. Are we referring to the way of life of our forefathers or the way of life of the present, right? Because the only constant thing is change. And we constantly, as human beings, must ask questions about why we do what we do. In a bid to improve on ourselves. We're not having just vain thoughts and, unnecessary conversations. I mean, that's going to change nothing. But the goal is, can we become better persons while we do this? Welcome to the show. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. If it's your first time, this show is a gendered show. Yeah, so I'm team women, but I'm also team men. For instance, if you check my profile on where, you see that I rather am a... she for he for she. Yes, so as a detour, yeah. So I'm for men so that we can all be for women, but I'm ultimately for women. I'm for all of us. Welcome to the show. Today we've got a big conversation on the table, but as usual, the show is in two parts. So let me give you the appetizer. That is summary from the weekend, and then we'll go on to the main dish.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, this weekend I was reminded about the importance. This is a bit tough, but yeah, I was reminded of the importance of appreciating solutions. That's the only way I can put it. So, how do I say this thing without letting out too much? Or let's just leave it like that. Appreciating solutions. So, if you're trying to challenge, if you're going through something and there's a solution, why don't you accept that solution? Yeah, so that was a big lesson for me from the weekend. Many times we try to figure, you know, we're just trying to reinvent solution when there is an available solution. So just take it. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to you. So yeah, instead of going around in circles and beating yourselves around, look for the appropriate solution and just maximize the opportunities available. Secondly, the 16 days of activism is still ongoing. Started November 26th, ends December 10th. Those are 16 days of campaigns, active campaigns against gender-based violence against women. We've had some conversations around this on Nigeria Info, and I want to encourage you to speak out and ask for help. Lagos State is doing very well in terms of, you know, dealing with domestic violence. So you get it. If you check online, you find the phone numbers to call, you find a number to send a text to. Help is available. Please accept the help. All right. Let's go on to the main dish now.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, welcome to Table Talk, because this is a table breaking session. Go, go, go. Okay, so let's talk about the stereotype that states, and I quote, women are to be seen and not heard. That's not where we're going. But there are actually women who are bold, like moi, who are confident, like moi. I mean, who would totally occupy their space. Today we're talking about alpha females. We're talking about alpha females. And we're trying to challenge the stereotypes that says that men do not like overconfident women. Put those in quotation marks. Men do not have overconfident women. If you're watching live, my hands are going like this. Put those in quotation marks. That's the stereotype we want to challenge. So it's not true for everyone. It's not true all the time. And I think that is socially, I mean, shouldn't even exist. But let's talk about this. So what exactly is the challenge that men or society has against alpha females? And here's a question you also need to help me answer. Are alpha females made? Are they born or are they made? So this is going to help us understand where we're going, the final destination. You already know what part of the table I'm sitting at, right? I believe that we're all very different, and alpha females are made. I mean, that's the way we are. Somebody like me now, that's the way I am. Nobody taught me. I'm just like that, right? And on my journey to improve, I am still an alpha female. So that's it. So I've come to accept and tell myself, okay, girl, you're an alpha female. So how can we work on the strength and, I mean, work on the weaknesses and make it look better? But I need to ask you, do you think that alpha females are born that way or they are made? Or you think it's a thing of pride? Because if you're asking somebody to stop being something, it means that they are able to stop being that thing. So if I'm unable to stop being bold and confident and taking up my space, if you're demanding it of me, we are both going to be wasting our time. You understand? So if you are like men to call, if you're an alpha female, please jump on the phone lines and call. So our society is a bit open to alpha male. In fact, we kind of expect every man to be alpha, and not every man is an alpha male. That's the truth. There are men they're not the in your face, taking the hammer, taking the ladder, climbing up, fixing stuff. There are men who are like that, but there are men who are not. There are men who are calmer, who are, you know, take the lead, I'll follow. Yeah, there are men who are like that. But our society expects all men to be alpha, zero women to be alpha. Breaking news, we have alpha females. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146-57190. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to Table Talk.
Yeah, my name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam.
You're talking about, are these people born that way, or maybe they learn it?
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
The only thing my gender refused to understand is that women are naturally feminine. You understand?
Your network is really poor. I'm sorry. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to refresh this and just get it started again, right? Your network is totally poor. So call me back if you can. Female callers, 0146571190. Good morning, hello.
Hi, good morning, Anima.
Good morning.
So, my name is Adela, by the way.
Yeah, thanks
for calling
on the radio. Glad to have you here.
So I'm going to say that as an alpha female myself, mm-hmm. alpha females are not born. It is kind of it's kind of how you grow, what is instilled in you from childbirth, people that raised you, you know, the confidence that has been instilled in you, the boldness, experiences that have shaped you. There's a whole lot of things. So just the way you don't just give birth to timid people, I mean, it's events that shape them into that. You don't also give birth to alpha females.
Is that the same for men? Are alpha men also made and not born?
The society instills this in them. Hmm. Society instills. So you will find that this so-called alpha maleism is more prevalent in Africa than in the Western world.
Yeah.
So it's the society. It's because the society makes them. I mean, nurtures them from when they were young, mm-hmm. to understand that, oh, you're a man and you have to behave like a man. You know, you shouldn't cry. You shouldn't this and that. So it is kind of what has been instilled in them, mm. What they filled their mentality with.
Mm.
And that is why you see that sometimes alpha females they are cautioned. They are not allowed to be alpha females. And
yeah.
you actually have to fight it.
Right.
I'm an alpha female myself, and I know what I go through to actually let people understand that you're wasting your time trying to change me.
Hmm.
So I believe that it is a whole lot of things, but they are not born that way.
Okay.
The society, the family they grew into, you know, friends they surround themselves with, books they read, a whole lot of things.
Hmm.
A whole lot of things.
Thank you very much. And it's good to have you call. Don't be a stranger. Keep calling us.
Thank you
for calling. All right. So Adeola says that alpha females are made by, society, environment, and you are not born that way. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I missed your
call. You missed my call. No, you did not miss my call. No.
Yeah. I missed the program because I was one called.
Okay.
But I went off. Just like the last caller said, she was perfect, you understand? So the mistake we make in our society, everywhere in the world, okay, if not, how do we have Amina or so, this person from, what was it called? So in, I think in Ghana, you understand, one of their female warriors. You see, these people, they are trained that way. That is why our male gender, they look with the little we show emotions. You understand? And all these things are natural. So when people are born and are trained not to feel emotions, you understand? They say they are men. What is that supposed to mean? The difference between the man and the woman is just the physical strength. And we are saying that some women are physically stronger than men.
Right.
That does not mean that we are not showing emotions from both ends.
That's correct.
Anybody can be an alpha. It depends on how the society projects them.
All right. Many thanks. So, okay. Let me take a few more thoughts and then I'll tell you what I think. Sorry about that. Please go back. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is Moses calling.
Welcome, Moses.
Actually, nobody is born anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Society and the kind of orientation you grew up with makes you to become the way you are. But apart from that, there is difference between strength, physically powerful, and one is smart, or one is very wise. I don't even know how to say. But it's two different things. You can be born strong, but your mentality are being molded by the world. And apart from that, this alpha female, alpha male thing, some people are not just being alpha female, they are being rude. You take it to extreme.
No, I'm not discussing rude people today. So they are rude human beings, male and female. In fact, there are people who are not alpha anything and they are rude. You understand?
Yes.
That one is a happy thing.
Extremely being confident makes you be rude.
If you
know something too much, you now start. You don't even know when you start being rude over that thing, or you start misbehaving over that thing.
Yeah, I get you. I totally agree with you. So, for people who have this strength, who are confident, who are bold, is actually right. You are always quartered to. I mean, because you know. Oh, God. If you guys could live in the head of someone who is extremely smart, it's almost like everybody is using 3G network while you're on a 7G network. You're like, how are you not catching up on this? Like I've already moved past this. What are you doing? You know, so it takes you being a bit to groom yourself to know that that's a strength that could also come with a weakness and you need to be able to balance it. But I still do not agree with all of you. But yeah, okay, it's your turn to talk. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Why are you calling a female line, sir? No, don't do that. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
For me, this is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
I know in your studio we have some people who are alpha female amongst you. You are among them. Joyce is one of them. As a few of you too, that are alpha females. So you see, they are always having issues with male colors, okay? With their opinions. And yes, with their opinion. So for me, I feel alpha female sometimes has to do with your zodiac sign. Your zodiac sign plays a very big role as far the kind of, you know, female you will become.
Hmm.
Like somebody like me now, when somebody sees me, they say, ha, you are, you know, because you know, they feel you are proud, you understand, as a female. You end up trying to, you know, explain yourself, try to prove that, no, I'm not actually proud. When you come close to me, you see that what you think is not what I am. But from afar, they see that, ah, this person is so, you know, you are formidable, you are too proud, you're too this, you're too that. And again, apart from the dark side, some people also learn it. As they grow, the kind of books you read, the people you mix up with, the society, and what you also want yourself to be, also makes you an alpha female.
Okay. Okay, I hear you. Thank you very much. So I'm not one for zodiac signs. I mean, that's my personal thing. In fact, I don't fully understand it. I've read it over and over, maybe because my mind is not open to it. But I understand very well. One thing I understand very well is temperament. I understand temperament very well. And so here's where I'm going. So I understand that your environment in growing up will definitely shape you. I mean, no matter what your temperament naturally is. But for every child who's born, I've got three of them. And every time I look at them, they're similar in many things, but they're also different in responses to some things, right? So each person's got their temperament. There's a way you are built, which is why in the same environment, children who were raised in the same place, who went to the same schools, who read the same books, who watched the same shows on TV, who had the same parents teach them the same way, do not end up being the same. So I believe personally that a large chunk of what makes up whether you're alpha or not is born and then improved on, but it's born. A person who's naturally, have you seen children who are naturally just bold? Like they're naturally just bold. They're just going to talk and they're just going to take their space. Do you think you could make such a child become timid? Yeah, it's possible. Maybe with abuse. Yeah. Good morning, Eyo. Please call again. Where did I learn to say this Eyo that I'm losing? Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is Frank, reaching you from Ojo.
Welcome.
Wow, thank God I'm getting you for the first time.
I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I think you've attempted the question because I beg to differ from others.
Right.
You're born alpha. You're not made. And just like you said, the societies and your experiences about to shaping that. Because like you cited an instance, if children are born from their infant stage and while they're growing up, you find out that their reactions are different. So it can't be the same. Even among those alpha women and men today, some that are even uneducated and unexposed, you still see that instinct in them.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
So they are born, they are not made.
Absolutely.
That society can help to shape in you. But I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Don't mind. What is the difference between confidence and pride? Because they have thin line. So how do we differentiate these two things? Thank you. I'm listening.
Okay, listen up. So, I mean, I think my own non-dictionary explanation, it's actually very easy. So when you are confident, you understand yourself, you know your space, you know yourself and you are good with yourself. I'm doing this. This is a basic way I can explain it. When you are proud, you know yourself, you are good with your space, but you don't stop there. You bear down on others. Right? So you look down on others. If you're confident, you know your space. You allow yourself, but you also understand other people. You give them their room. You're confident. Nobody can shake you. But when you are proud, you understand your space. You own your space. But you now step out of that space to bear down on others, to show them that you own your space. Do you understand? So just draw a circle. You just is you in a circle. You're confident. That's all right. But when you begin to step out of that circle into other people's spaces to show them that they are not good enough, just to be able to prove that you are good enough, then you are proud. Does that help? I should write a dictionary, I think. Let me take comment on WhatsApp. I can't take a call before the break so that I do not interrupt you. See your call on Skype. Please try to call back. I do not want to interrupt you before my break. I can't do 45 seconds. All right. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. And you can also join on Twitter using the hashtag Nigeria Info. TT, that's for Table Talk. I think I should just head out now. When I come back, I want to ask you, so why are Africans afraid of alpha females? And please, who's going to marry alpha females? Put those in quotation marks. Because you hear even our African mothers tell you, no man likes an overconfident woman. You have to bring yourself down so that you can get somebody to marry. I'll be right back.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And today we're discussing alpha females. I've asked you, do you think alpha females are born that way or they're made? Is this something you can self-teach yourself, or society can teach you, or, you know, you can pick up along the way, or is it how they're made? If that's how they're born, how can we then ask that alpha females should reduce themselves, right? If you're born one way, we're talking in terms of relationships now. So you hear people say, men don't like overconfident women. But if I, as an overconfident woman, what should I now do? Where do I turn down the volume of my confidence? Where do I adjust the monitor, right? And who will now marry all the confident women if men indeed are uneasy, uncomfortable around confident women? If society, not just men, even women are uncomfortable around confident, or around alpha women. And if that's the way I am, where, just tell me, where can I adjust the monitor? Where can I find the monitor to turn it down? Good morning, hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm a Hebrew on the line.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, what is there is that when you talk about the alpha woman, we are talking about introvert and extrovert. Mm. These are inborn, and it's a gift from God.
Right.
But it could be over exaggerated, like Ukraine and these people that are fighting there, what they call the Russia.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Russia, they over exercise their extremity. And the Bible also spoke about it, that we should not be over righteous, neither be over wicked, that we should let one go. Then what do we gain in destroying ourselves when you are over righteous? Or what do you gain when you are over wicked?
All right. I hear you. Thank you very much. I'm on Skype now. Samuel is on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Nice to be on the show.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. I really appreciate your definition of that, of confidence and being proud. Yeah. Only the person that is not proud can understand the definition. Starting from that, I will just give three examples of alpha. Mm. This thing is, we are born with it. If you are an alpha, you will understand you are born with it.
Yeah.
And I want to give an example, like, is a genetic something. It has to be that you inherit it maybe from your father or mother. My example is this. My mom is an alpha, alpha female. In fact, my dad always feel threat about her.
Mm.
And right from when we were young, I noticed that. And we are five. And it was only myself and my sister that could pick that trait in her.
Mm.
That two of us, we are like another problem to our dad. Because anytime we confronted her, that is not good. Others will not say anything.
Yeah.
Even as I'm away, I will talk to my siblings at home. Why can't you tell dad? He said, no, I don't want this problem. Mm. But me, I always enjoy his problem. So that other thing is being born.
Yeah.
Is we are born with it.
Yeah.
Society also have things to do, because a larger percent of Nigeria and larger percent of women in Lagos try to be alpha, because Lagos City, you know, make them to be like, bad nonsense.
You have to be something tough.
Like that. But you have to be tough. But the real alpha, they were born with it.
Right.
My sister now, In fact, she's the only girl among us, and I can tell you that it's just a female version of myself.
She's fierce.
Two of us. Anytime she starts a problem, the husband has to call me. Hey, boss, your sister has started. You know how to team her. So, and also now I have another. So let me, the last example is this. I have two kids now.
Uh-huh.
A boy and a girl also. Uh-huh. The boy is the older. And the girl is the alpha. In the school. In the school, they'll say, oh, this girl, I have to, like, understand her and teach her. If you want to do anything in the school, let others do it. Because people feel threat about you being alpha.
Right.
Let others do it first. Because when others do it first, because when you come in, others will not be recognized again.
That's it. You've already cleared the place. There's nothing left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So even myself, among my colleagues, I have to dress back. So as an alpha, we need to recognize that people feel threat.
Yeah.
They are not secure when we are there.
Yeah.
So I allow them to do their things. And when I come, they say, how did you understand that? I said, I don't know. I just do it because it's inborn. It's not that maybe somebody treat me. We are all trained in the same way, but this thing is
gene. We turn out differently. Thank you very much. I can just close the show and go home. Thank you. With these few points of yours. Thank you very much.
It's nice speaking with you.
Same here. Thank you for calling. We could just close the show and go home. So that's what I think also. So can you learn confidence? Certainly. In fact, shy people can improve on themselves and learn to be confident. You can learn public speaking, for instance. So there was a time now someone was making an advert somewhere and say, I just shook my head. Do you know that the biggest problem everyone has in the world is public speaking? I'm like, no. I can't relate. Do you understand? I can't relate. Unless I don't want to talk, right? So I think that alpha, in the sense of being an alpha, I think is mostly genetic. The characteristics of an alpha, whether male or female, can be learned, can be improved on. But an alpha by birth, I think it's just a given. So who will now marry all the alpha? Don't worry, we have next week to continue. By the way, did I apologize when I started the show? I promised to do a second half of the miscarriage topic we had last week today. Unfortunately, all my gynecologists, all of them are booked today, so I couldn't get any doctor to bring here. So we're moving on. We might come around to it later on. So apologies for those who are looking forward to that conversation. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Dick. I'm calling from Yaba.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a question to ask.
Okay.
When you said alpha male and alpha female, even in the sense that we are built the same genetically or by things that we can do. So I need to be in the conversation.
Okay, but being alpha is not, we're not talking physical strength though. We're not saying you have muscles. Being an alpha is, I mean, what it means is that you are confident. I described it in my introduction. You are highly intelligent, highly confident, highly successful. You take up your space. If you're in a place, people will know you are there. You understand? You are that energy. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yeah. So I'm not talking in terms of physical strength.
I've been saying something to you, there was something I heard you say when you started. You said about men being threatened.
Yeah.
By alpha females.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, men are not threatened by alpha females. Or I don't think men are threatened.
Mm.
But the thing is, there was something you also said about men being able to express emotions, being able to, like, we are humans and you know, this kind of stuff.
Right.
But the thing is, when you let a man cry, based on the research that I've actually read, you make them weak. And because of men are naturally... It's not a social construct. We are naturally aggressive.
No, you are not.
No, we are. By research, we are.
Not all men.
No, they are men. Men that are not aggressive. They were tamed.
No.
I will tell you something. The way we are raised,
mm-hmm.
it does something to the way we grow. And when we grow around people, like maybe a man that is surrounded by... a lot of women,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't seen a need for him to express himself.
Mm-hmm.
He grows up and he's...
So you've not seen men who grew up in a very masculine environment and they just don't like noise. They're just quiet.
What's the place of genetics? I was born in a very, very masculine environment, and I will tell you for a fact that I didn't know any of my friends or anybody around me that wasn't to that point aggressive. No, I see maybe we are aggressive and... touchish or so, but there was a need for us to defend ourselves. There was a need for us to be.
So, but what do you think, because you're my final caller, do you think that there are females who are born alpha, women who are born that way?
I find it strange. You know, me, I used to believe that maybe there was no difference between a man and a woman. Apart from physical strength, there are actually emotional differences.
Okay. I need to go. You're not getting my point. All right, I need to run before this break catches up with me. Join me next week, Monday. Same time, same dial for the second half of the half a female conversation. We've not talked about who is going to marry them. You know, I like to find your mouth. I just learned that phrase, find your mouth. All right. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thank you all for hanging here with me on Table Talk. Monday next week we return. I'm on social media as Wemimo Sport. We've got the news at 10 and then we've got WhatsApp Lagos right after. Take away.